Here in the U.S., Thai Americans are reacting to what's happening in Thailand. VOA's Michael Lippin spoke with Ian Asvakovith, head of the Thai Alliance in America. The group is one of the oldest Thai organizations in the U.S., founded in the early 20th century by the father of the current king of Thailand. Its mission is to help unite and empower Thai Americans in the United States. Michael asked Asvakovith himself how he fears the signs of the coup affecting travel between the U.S. and Thailand.
Suspension of travel, I don't think so. In fact, I heard the statement that the army group had made to say that they still want to reserve the right of the foreign tourists. And, you know, there's been a coup and there's been the martial law, but it's one of the not so strict martial law. So if you two caught on the street after a certain time, I believe 10 p.m., if you show them the passport, you still can get to where you need to go if you're a foreigner. So, you know, I think they understand that tourism is a big part of Thai economy, and they want to make sure that people that have come to visit Thailand still feel safe and they're not going to be restricted to be mobile. So for the travel side, I don't think, you know, at least for the moment, we don't see any issues with that. Now, for the economy side, in the long run, certainly there will be some impact. People who are planning a trip to Thailand are certainly going to be concerned about, you know, what's going on there. So we're hoping that, you know, this situation will get resolved and there'll be elected government back in Thailand again soon.
And what do you think is going to happen next in Thailand? And I know what you hope will happen, but what do you think is going to happen next?
Well, we've seen the coup before. The coup was in 2006. So what had happened last time is the military coup had appointed a government to run the country, and then followed by the general election. So I suspect that that would follow suit again. There will be some sort of an appointment of an interim government, and there may be some reforms that's done during that time, and then there'll be some general election following that. So that's my suspicion. You know, one of the things that you know, doesn't get covered a whole lot is some of the story of the people that lost their lives during these protests and conflicts. I believe that people in Thailand, obviously, they're very passionate about their ideology and opinions, and I think that everyone is entitled to their opinions. But I don't believe that they should use any force or violence as a way of resolving their differences. You know, there were stories about the two kids who are brother and sister. One is 6-year-old and the other one is 4-year-old. And they were a casualty of this conflict because they were walking down the street when they had this, shooting that was going on. So I believe that the Thai people should learn how to resolve the conflict in a peaceful way. Here in the United States, we obviously had a lot of conflicts and a lot of differences in our opinion with regards to the politics or the law, but we learn how to live through that together in a harmony way. So we hope that Thailand will find a way to be able to do that one day.
Ian Asvakovith is head of the Alliance in America, the Thai Alliance in America. He was speaking with VOA's Michael Lippin.